Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Folks, I'll tell you what, I have an amazing guy right here. In fact, Gino Wickman, I probably hear your name with Traction and EOS every week, but you're much more than EOS. And EOS is amazing, but you also have this opus inside you. And we're talking today about eLeap. Where did eLeap come from?
Yeah, so it's short for a book I wrote called Entrepreneurial Leap. And It came from the same place all of my content comes from. It's me teaching what I needed the most as an entrepreneur in the making. And so I'm teaching my 18-year-old self, my mislabeled derelict self at 18 years old that was just lost and confused and insecure. I was this entrepreneur in the making. And man, if I had this content then, it would have catapulted me. I know I would have, you know, been a few years ahead of the curve. So it's a calling that I get. And so about 5 years ago, I hunkered down and finally said, I'm writing this book, and out it came.
Did some people think you were nuts? I mean, let's be real. You kind of were known for, you know, Traction and Rocket Fuel and all these other books. Did some people say, like, what do you think of Gina?
Well, did some people say what? What?
Did some people say, what are you thinking, Gino?
Oh, what am I thinking, Gino?
Yeah. Okay, what are you thinking?
That's great. So actually, no, people in my life know I'm nuts and I just go where the wind takes me, just in terms of the next, like I said, calling. So I was telling people, it came to me at age 40 that I was going to create this content. And I started working on it at 50. So I'm 56 now. So maybe I told people about it so many times over 10 years that they didn't have to say, what are you thinking? They already knew I was going to do it.
That's great. I love it. Well, I'm at Cedarville teaching, and I'm the chair of entrepreneurship. And so the moment, you know, I did a breakout group with you at Strategic Coach and you started to talk about eLeap, man, I ran full bore. I think I brought you a bunch of, what do you call them? Collaborators?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. You spoke at our event. I said, who wants to be a collaborator? A lot of people jumped up. Chaz Frutell has done things, his brother, Doug.
For sure.
And yeah, but now there's this thing called the Academy. So it's almost like you read the book, there's another level. And I think personally, I've already sent some people your way, but I really think that this is the next step, whether you're in college or before college. But where is the perfect fit? What are they going to do in this thing?
Yeah, appreciate that. So I'll give the quick evolution of how we ended up with an academy, because I swore I was never going to create another program around this. So I'm going to zoom out really wide, because it's important to understand the context of the content and again, why this was created. And this is for anyone out there who thinks they're an entrepreneur. We call that an entrepreneur in the making, because everybody wants to be an entrepreneur now. And so I created it to save lives, because some are and some aren't. And the whole idea behind the content is to help you understand if you have what it takes to become an entrepreneur. And I break the content down into three parts: confirm, glimpse, and path. So in confirm, we first confirm whether or not you have what it takes. Then we get into assuming you've got what it takes, showing you a glimpse of the life and all that is possible. And then we take you to number three, the path. And so the book is written in those three parts. The content is in those three parts. There's wonderful content underneath each one of those three things. And so now, as this has evolved and gotten to the world, I had some partners approach me. And so I joined forces with some partners, and they really wanted to create an academy. And so our deal was I would just lock myself in a room with them and just talk. And we created a really amazing academy. So, you know, I urge your viewers, listeners out there, you know, go to the website, e-leap.com, take the Entrepreneur in the Making assessment to see if you have what it takes, download a free chapter of the book, and certainly get the book if it pulls you in. But if this content resonates with you, and now let's take it to the point where now you have taken the leap, you've started your business, the Academy might be perfect for you because we take you deep into all of this content that has been created in a really cool, intensive environment that will help create clarity, confidence, and community for you. And we take you through four very specific sessions with this content. Session one is all about helping you understand, who am I as an entrepreneur? The second session then helps you understand, what is it that you want? Until you know exactly what you want, you're just not going to create it. And then the last two sessions are all about, how do you get it? The third session is about, how do you get it you? And then the fourth session is, how do you get it we? So how do you get it you is figuring out how to get what you want. Then we, in the fourth session, show you how to get it through people and how to start building an organization. And so this is for people with less than 10 employees that are early stage entrepreneurs. So you've started your business, because going back to this big zoom out I'm giving you, I wrote the book for people who are thinking about taking their leap. Now, all of a sudden, so many have taken the leap. Now we're going to help them really greatly increase their odds of success. And we're going to help them eliminate half the mistakes they're going to make as a startup entrepreneur, because we feel we can eliminate those. They're all obvious and avoidable. The other half you'll still have to make. It's all part of the learning process.
I think that entrepreneurship is massively on the rise. The colleagues I work with think I'm a little nuts because they're all in higher academics, the whole business school. I mean, they've been in it for their whole lives.
Sure.
And then they've made some exceptions to allow me to keep running businesses while I teach. And the students love it because they're like, ooh, this guy's credible. We like the other professors. They got the wide theory, you know, but this guy's doing it, you know, tomorrow and the next day. So I have people come to my office and I literally say, before we do anything, you're taking the assessment. Nice. Because I think, Gino, you know, maybe 30 years ago, people on magazines were movie stars, baseball players. Today, they're entrepreneurs. Hmm. And so have you seen this, like, I don't know, wantrepreneur thing that like almost people feel that bad if they aren't one, but yet the assessment frees them up?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That is exactly the reason I wrote this, because that's what I saw. So you have, you know, entrepreneur is the new rock star. So you're talking about, you know, celebrities, and it's the new rock star. In the 70s, everybody wanted to be a rock star. It's a cool gig. Now everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. And so this is a cautionary tale, because while everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, everybody is not an entrepreneur. I believe a true entrepreneur has six essential traits: visionary, passionate, problem solver, driven, risk taker, responsible. And if you have those traits, you are born to do this. And look out, baby, we're going to show you how to succeed. And that assessment that you're talking about and directing them to, as have I on the website, is the assessment to take. It'll take you about 10, 15 minutes to fill it out, maybe five if you do it fast, but you're going to get a score. And if you score 90 or higher, odds are you have the six essential traits and you have what it takes to do this. But just as quickly, if you don't, again, a cautionary tale, I'm trying to save lives. For those of you that this is not your calling, this is not your thing, it's not a death sentence. There's like 1,000 other careers. This just isn't one of them. And if you want to be surrounded by entrepreneurship, go hitch your wagon to an entrepreneur. Go partner with an entrepreneur. Be the integrator. Be the integrator to an amazing visionary entrepreneur and go on that ride with them. But I'm telling you, if you don't have the six essential traits, this thing is going to kick your butt and eat you up and spit you out.
Well, you know, a guy came to me the other day and he's in his day job. He kind of hates it. And he said, you know, I want to talk to you about being an entrepreneur. And, you know, I get the old, can I pick your brain? And you know what I told him? I said, hey, before we meet, take this assessment. And he took it. And he said, oh man, I scored really high, except for risk. And like, you know, you hear people say that and you and I both think like, well, gee, risk is a big part, you know, but let's talk about that. What if a guy or a woman is adverse to risk? They're going to struggle.
Oh, that's an understatement. And here's the thing with risk, because I love the conversation around risk when this comes up, because, you know, knowing these essential traits as well as I do and how vital they are, and it's having worked with thousands of entrepreneurs that started businesses with these, But to hear somebody say, can I do it without being a risk taker? It's, but here's where people get confused, because people think the risk taking of being an entrepreneur is taking the risk to start a business, when quite frankly, that's the easy part. Okay. That's mm-hmm. not the risk. That's the first of 10,000 risks, because over the next 10 years, yeah. you are going to be faced with a tough decision 6 times a day for the next 10 years. And yeah. you got to have the tenacity, the bravery, the risk tolerance to decide to fire your best employee, yeah. to decide to, you know, fire a client, to
collaborate,
to decide right? to take, yeah. take your, the last $8,000 in your bank account, and you've got payroll next week, and bet it on this marketing opportunity. In other words, it's 10,000 risks over 10 years. It's not yeah. just taking a leap and starting a business.
You know what I tell people, and maybe you would, I view you as a much further ahead than me. I really do. And I mean that as a compliment. Like, sure, you're a little bit older, but we're both bald, but you know, I view you as someone, you know, I was a pastor for a lot of years and yeah. then took a risk at 35. And it was a risk, man. I had salary, benefits, title. It's what I went to school for. Mm. You know, some people looked at me like, what are you doing? But I'll tell you what, now on the other side, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so much happier. I'm a better father, husband, because I'm loving life. But I tell people that entrepreneurship, and again, I'm not in gambling, but I say it's like a poker game every day. Exactly. Is that wrong? I don't know. No, do you agree with that?
It's spot on. And here, that's the beauty of, I mean, it's such a great story, your story, because you're that classic person that took the leap and it was like a fish to water because, yeah. and again, you don't have to respond to this, but let's check the boxes on you. Are you visionary? Hell yeah. Are you passionate? Hell yeah. Are you a problem solver? Hell yeah. Are you driven? Hell yeah. Are you a risk taker? Hell yeah. Are you responsible? Hell yeah. And so you check all the boxes. So it's like for you, it is truly a fish jumping into water. But for the, you know, the person that says no, no, no to a few of those yeah. things, I'm trying to think of the antithesis of something jumping into the water that shouldn't, but it's like a brick jumping into a water. You just exactly. shouldn't do it because you're going to sink right to the bottom.
It's so true. So let's talk about this academy, because like, I'm not going to lie, like college is expensive, you know? And I think for some people, the academy is actually probably a better first choice. And then for other people who are in college, it's like the great next step. Talk about each person yeah. and why the academy actually could be good for both.
Yeah, for sure. And I write an entire chapter in this book, Entrepreneurial Leap, and I call it College or Not, because what I do is I present all the facts. Okay. And yes. it's important. Everybody understands the facts, because at the end of the day, it's a decision what I've learned. And I was very biased because I did not go to college and I survived. The last thing I was ever going to do was go into academia after sure. after graduating high school with my solid 2.3 GPA. In other words, I am not cut out for academia. Right. I know how I learn, and I learn my own way. But yep. the point is, I was biased because I would ask all of my clients, who almost every one of them has a degree and most are MBAs. And I would say, are you using anything as an entrepreneur in your business from your degree? And 100% of the time they say no. And so I'm thinking, why on earth would you go to college? Then it makes no sense. And that went on for a really long time, like I said. And so I had that bias. But then I started asking a follow-up question, which was interesting. And I started to say, so I heard no every time. But then I would say, knowing everything you know now, would you go back? Would you go to college again if you could do it over again? And every one of them said yes. And so then I said, why? And they said two things. Here's what I got out of college. The relationships with people that serve me well now, and the practice ground. I was able to practice on my fellow students, selling stuff, creating ideas, wow. products. And so those were the benefits they got. So I write yeah. an entire chapter presenting all of these facts. I give a list of billionaires where half have a degree, half don't have a degree. Then I also got feedback from these people in terms of, if you did go to college, what classes would you take as a potential entrepreneur? So that's a very robust chapter. But at the end of the yes. day, the point is, it's a decision you make. If I could go back in time, I still wouldn't do it. Not in a million years. You couldn't right. force me to go to college. It's not for me. And so you out there, you just have to decide, is it for you? And if it is, go, because Those are the benefits that you'll get. And if it's not, don't go. And certainly, you know, get in an academy like this that we have, the Entrepreneur Leap Academy. But again, it's for someone that has started their business. You have to have started your business.
Because it is
an incredible hands-on experience with your fellow students that are going through this same battle with you. We pair you up with an experienced mentor in between classes. So it's like I said, it's all about giving you clarity, confidence, and building a community and just learning from your fellow entrepreneurs. So you're not alone in this thing and you're fighting this battle together and growing amazing businesses together. And the results have been incredible. And it's still very early. I mean, we just launched this last year and we can't wait to see what the next 10 years holds.
Super practical. It sounds like it's, you know, like I sent you a guy named Aaron, a guy named Cooper. I said, hey, can I send your names? Because I believe in you. And I think even if it's not the right thing at this month, this is something that needs to be on your radar. They both were extremely honored. They both started their startup. You know, one has clothing for runners, gloves, a new type of invention for gloves. And then another one has a new type of hat. And they're both runners, separate businesses. But they love it. Oh my gosh, these guys love the game. And you can tell, like, they're doing their studies, but their real passion is this. So I told them, like, hey, your next step could be this. So let's talk about that person. I mean, you talked about the, and I love that you were so fair. You said there are billionaires who went and there are billionaires who didn't go. It's not school that's the right path. It's the experiences around it, the relationships. But let's talk about the person who is in college. Maybe the parent was watching this right now and they're thinking, I sent my kid to college, paid a big check. Why is this actually, even though it is an investment, why is it actually a really solid investment?
Yeah, well, because it's so different than anything that's out there, quite frankly, my humble opinion. You know, it's a program created by entrepreneurs, very successful entrepreneurs, for entrepreneurs. So it's peer-to-peer teaching. You know, I'm biased with the content, but my style is in all of my teaching, all of my books, it's a very simple, practical style. So if you love practicality, it's so damn practical. It's very hands-on. So it's not theoretical. It's not academic. It is hands-on. And you are applying, you are taking back and applying to your business everything you're learning immediately. It's extremely practical.
This isn't like in 6 months. This is like literally, hey, when I go back and launch the glove, I can make this modification and you know, it's like that practical.
Yeah, it's that practical. But what's important is we're teaching mindset. So it's, you know, like I said, with the first class, when we're teaching you about who am I, we are going into your soul and starting with helping you understand exactly who you are. We clarify what your core values are as an individual, what your true passion is. We take you through a discovery process to determine what your true passion is. We help you understand if you're a partner person or not, which is vital to head that nightmare off at the pass. And so we just take you into this deep dive where you absolutely bask in understanding you so that you can go forward and become what you're going to become. We also go deep into what we already talked about with the assessment and the six essential traits, just to check that box one last time. And what we do by the end of day one, if you don't feel you are one, you can walk out of the class, get a refund, because it's if this is not for you, we don't want to take your money. In other words, we only want to take your money is if this is right for you. So then continue the journey. Now you know that, you're convinced it's right for you. You go back, apply these things. In the second class, now we take you even deeper, because then we start to get into what is it that you want? And we take you through some amazing tools. And just one I want to showcase, because we're helping you understand something called a My Vision Clarifier, which is the vision for your business. It just creates an absolute clarity for what you want, one of which is a tool I call My Biz Match. Yeah, and I have this very strong, I have this very strong belief where not every entrepreneur is cut out to build every business. And so we take you through this process where you look at every industry that exists and you determine which ones you are drawn to. Then we help you understand the type of business you want to start, whether that's B2B, B2C, product, or service, high volume, low volume, high price, low price. So we take you through all that. And then we talk about size, because there's nothing wrong with building a wonderful little $2 million business or a $1 billion business, but not every entrepreneur is cut out to build a $1 billion business. And that's what everybody wants to do. So we really help you understand the business that you're built for, and there's no shame. The other thing that's really powerful is in each session, we're taking you through a process to solve your number one problem as well with your peers. And so we help you become expert problem solvers. In the third class, we teach you this powerful problem solving filter. So like I keep saying, it's just practical stuff that's going to serve you a lifetime. Because when you talked about the glove business, and it's going to help you go back and, you know, do this thing with the glove, I would say not so much about the product and service. It's about the mindset, so that you do create the great, perfect product and service for the time, but we got to get your mind right. So we're certainly not going to tell you how to make the best glove, you know, how to create the next cell phone. It's about getting your mind right so that you're ready for the next many decades of building an empire.
It's the structure. I mean, you know, it, some people do feel that I gotta make this a $1 billion thing. And they break themselves when they really were wired to have much less, you know, complexity. And so this is great. And then class four, give us 60 seconds on class four.
Yeah. And so class four, you know, as I talked about the buildup, starting with who am I, and then what do I want? And then class three, how do I get it me? Class four is where it all comes together. How do I get it we? How do I now get it through my people, through my employees, through my team, and start to build a team, start to build a company? Now, let's pretend in class two, you decided like the perfect business for you is this wonderful 20-person, you know, $4 million company. We're going to show you how to achieve that and build a team of people to get there so that you can tap into the we side of how to become an amazing entrepreneur, not just the me side.
So good. All right, man. Listen, 2 minutes on this new amazing book you got. I heard it and I'm like, wow, you know, but you started with ELEAP, you kind of went other books. And now at the tail end is what's this new book?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. And, you know, you and I talked before we started this, and we both wrestled with, do I bring up this new project? And I think we made the right decision to bring it up. But to create context, like you said, I've created five pieces of content in the world. Very quickly, we just talked about the first one, Entrepreneurial Leap for the Entrepreneur in the Making. Then Rocket Fuel for the Visionary Integrator to take the company to the next level. Then EOS and Traction to help that entrepreneur run their business like a Swiss watch. Then the EOS Life to help the entrepreneur live their ideal life. This new content, 10 Disciplines, is all about going inside the entrepreneur. Everything up until then was the outer world of the entrepreneur and helping them climb the mountain and build their empire. Well, now I'm going inside the entrepreneur, because we driven entrepreneurs, we got a lot of stuff going on in there, and there's some trauma and pain. I realize now there's an opportunity, firsthand experience, to release that and have inner peace as an entrepreneur. So you and I wrestle with, is this audience ready to hear this? Well, here's the only thing I would say there. The book is called Shine. It comes out on March 26th. And what I do know, for most entrepreneurs, they get to the top of the mountain, they don't feel fully fulfilled, and they wonder, is this all there is? And that's that emptiness that exists and the opportunity to go inside, clear all that stuff out. I believe an entrepreneur can work on that stuff before they start climbing the mountain, or somewhere on their journey climbing the mountain. And that's why maybe it makes sense to just give a little tease to these entrepreneurs in the making out there, or these startup entrepreneurs that are just getting started, because man, if you can solve the driven side of you and the blessing and the curse that that is, the blessing is we're the creators of everything on the planet. We have superhuman strength. The curse is we do a lot of damage to ourselves and our relationships, emotionally, physically, mentally. We leave a black trail behind us, and that can be solved. You can have inner peace the whole ride, and I'd love to catch these entrepreneurs on the front end so they can have inner peace the whole ride, as opposed to figuring out on the back end. It's all in the book Shine with my co-author Rob Dubay, and it's a pretty powerful thing. And with that, you can certainly take an assessment there as well at our website, the10disciplines.com. And it's the true self-assessment to see how free and peaceful your true self really is right now at this moment.
This gets me so excited, man, just to see that cycle of entrepreneur. Yes. You know, you've given us tools. I mean, you don't charge for this assessment, the eLeap. Like I said, I have students every single day in my office, and I'm always like, you got to take this because I got to know how to coach them. You know, I got to know how to coach them the right way. And I feel like unless I have the results, I really can't. So Gino, thank you so much. I'm going to hop off here in a second because I get to run my next entrepreneur little thing that I started. And so I just love the game. I love people like you working with you and inspiring me. And, you know, we run on EOS. So thank you for all that you've done.
Yeah. And Carrie, I'd like to thank you in front of witnesses. So I am grateful for the incredible collaborator you have been with Entrepreneurial Leap.
Wow.
All the wonderful people you send our way. So this has been such a fun collaboration. And I just really appreciate what you do, brother.
Thanks, Gino. Check it out, folks. The new book as well as the academy, and you will shortcut, you know, your journey. You'll save time and money by doing it the right way. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the eMind podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.